You can buy books by my podcast guests and find other recommended arts and crafts techniques books by visiting uk.bookshop.org/shop/creativityfound. Don't worry, I've popped a link in the show notes. Plus, by buying from my shop, you'll be supporting this show with a little bit of affiliate loveliness. Thank you. Today's guest is a creator scene member at creativityfound.co.uk. There's a handy link to their page on the website in the show notes, so head over and find out more about how they can help you get creative.
We're trying to get to the root, to the very root of the issue that they're presenting. We feel into our bodies and get information that we would normally not get through thinking about it. When COVID hit, I joined classes, art and crafts classes, and it gave me so much. The mindfulness of these sessions and the stillness that came with creating something has been so helpful. The creativity process really helps me to get to be centered, to be fully still in flow and in connection with my, I think, higher self or inner core, whatever you want to call it.
Hi, I'm Claire, host of this podcast. As well as inspiring listeners with my guests' stories of how they found or refound their creativity as grown-ups and how that has benefited their everyday lives, here at Creativity Found, I also want to encourage adults of any age to find their own creative passion. Creativityfound.co.uk connects the creatively stifled with the creativity confident and can help you go from creative suppression to freedom of expression. At creativityfound.co.uk, you can find a directory of arts and crafts workshops, courses and kits, and a membership to support you on your creative journey. The Creativity Found community also provides support for the small businesses and sole traders who make these workshops happen and build, market and distribute the kits. For instance, with bonus podcast episodes, like this one, to spread the word about their wonderful offerings and help creativity seekers find them. In this bonus episode, I'm speaking with Sylvia Syrett about how family constellations can help you get past blockages that may be holding you back, perhaps with regards to trying new creative activities. Hi Sylvia, how are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So can you start by telling us a little bit about you and what it is that you do?
Well, I call myself a systemic change consultant. When you look a little deeper, really what I do is holistic life coaching, and I have a wonderful tool at hand that is called Family Constellations. And that gives me an opportunity to help people dig very deep into the roots of their issues. And this is what I did for my own good. This changed my life. This is what I'm passing on. So it's personal, it's a way of life, but it's also what I'm offering to people on a daily basis.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit more about what that actually means and what that entails? What is Family Constellations?
Okay, Family Constellations is an approach. It's an embodied phenomenological approach during which we feel into our bodies and get information that we would normally not get through thinking about it. We use body wisdom for this process. So basically, you may know that from your past, maybe even from your present, when there is a secret, maybe in the family, something that's not being talked about, something that is hidden. It often starts in early childhood that we realize parents don't talk about everything. And we learn over time, there's certain questions we do not ask, the hidden things that people don't want to talk about because they basically are too painful to talk about. In the family constellations process, we find that hidden things come to light and secrets come to light. We find that all the time. We have found that secrets have their own energy. They basically exist as an entity that wants to be seen. And when it's placed in a constellation, it has a lot of power over the whole family system. And everyone is kind of frozen as long as this is present in the family system. And when we get to, through the process of phenomenological experiencing, when we get to a point where we understand what that secret represents, when that comes out finally, seen, talked about, integrated into the family system, its power loses its strength and it turns into a positive power. The power of destruction loses its strength and becomes a positive energy for the whole system to thrive, especially for those who come after us. So we basically, doing this work, we are freeing our offspring from the burden of these negative energies that are playing into the system. We can do this one-to-one. We can do this in group sessions. The group sessions are very powerful because we have the body wisdom of many people in the room. In this process, you can bring an issue, something you struggle with, chronic health issues, for example, but also relationship issues or parental issues, anything that troubles you on a regular basis, reoccurring patterns, for example.
Yeah, it's often necessary for people to be able to find out something about themselves by somebody from the outside looking in and seeing things that the individual can't tap into, doesn't see from inside themselves. So I can imagine both the group and one-to-one sessions can be very lightning and uplifting.
It's very difficult to explain this work, and I try over and over again. We're coming together in a circle, and there will be people who would like to work on an issue and people who would like to observe and hold space and learn what this work is about. And we have so-called issue holders and we have representatives. The issue holder has a little interview with me, so I'm just trying to figure out what they would like to get out of that session. Once that is clear, we have an intention for that particular session. And once the issue is clear, I suggest to pick people from the group to represent people from their family system or the system we're talking about. We also have people standing in representations for example, for death, for life, for the illness, for the conflict, for that which hasn't been seen. The aim of this work is to trust the body wisdom to be able to tap into the reality of that particular system of that client and receive information through intention. It's a bit like a channeling process, and it sounds very woo-woo, but it is. I find it not very woo-woo at all. It is kind of magical, but it is also very grounded, and it works with the intention of doing this work and holding space in a very, very safe, contained way. And when people are in a representation of a father or a mother or anyone in that family system, they will feel things that this original person will have felt or will feel. So we get information through the body wisdom, through intention. And we use that to get more information, and then I work with that. I facilitate the work in the way that I understand where the blockages are within the family system and how we can free that. So basically, I get the client to understand where the blockages in the system were that led to the issue that they experience now. So basically, we're trying to get to the root, to the very root of the issue that they're presenting. Doing this work, inevitably, you will understand that spirituality is real.
It sounds extremely powerful and emotional. A lot of my guests have said that they had an experience when they were younger that made them think that A, they weren't good at a particular artistic thing that they were doing, or that they were told, you can't do that when you're grown up, so do something else. So if there are people now who have an idea that they want to be creative, they feel creative, but they have some blockages and maybe don't understand why they can't take that next step, is this a process that could help them?
Yes, I think so, because you get more insight why you are in this place. The thing is, I work a little broader than only looking into the family system. I also look into your own life. I help you understand how your life was when you were created, when you were conceived, when you were in the womb, how your birth was, how it was when you were received by your, let's say, carers. It's not always the parents. Basically, how your first 7 years of your life was or were. And that gives you an idea of the imprint of how you look into life, how you look into the world. And from there, you will also understand why you were raised in this way, because we also look into how you were parented. Now, when we know how you were parented, you will also get an idea of how your parents were parented and so on. So it comes from the systems your parents come from, the land, the country, I mean, the culture, the religion, the beliefs, the ethics and the morals. So all of that plays into who you have become. So you will definitely, working with this approach, get an idea why you feel blocked all the time.
Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating. You yourself, you were very excited when you found out about Creativity Found, which was lovely. So why is your creativity important to you? And have you found the way that you like to express yourself creatively?
Yes, I'm so glad to be able to say that. When COVID hit, I joined classes, art and crafts classes, and it gave me so much. It included movement as well, creative movement, creative making of things. And the mindfulness of these sessions and the stillness that came with creating something has been so helpful. The other thing is that this process that I'm offering, the family constellations process, to me is a creative process, because I am tapping into source, and that to me is art. It's just a different way of creating a piece of art, because at the end of it, we're looking at something new, something that came from source, from very deep within. And so I would like to combine that in writing a book, for example. I'm taking my first steps of doing that. It's new for me, though, and I feel very wobbly around that. the creativity process really helps me to get to be centered, to be fully still in flow and in connection with my, I think, higher self or inner core, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's such a super outlook on creativity and the person, the individual. Yeah, I'm so pleased that you found that. You talked about the workshops earlier, but I know you also work one-to-one. Can you explain a bit more about how you do that?
Yeah. So instead of bodies in the room in a group workshop, when I work one-to-one, I use so-called floor markers. They're just felt markers that I place on the floor. They have a little cutout, which is basically indicating the direction the representation looks to. So again, we have a redefined space where the client can place their system. And it's a little bit like mind mapping. It's always starting out like that. And so they see it in front of them. And then I get them to step into these representation markers and let the body bring the wisdom to the forefront. We can also do this with anything that you find on the table, with figurines or anything, jam jars. So basically I work in an intensive session with people to figure out some specific thing that people feel stuck with. And then they go away with a much clearer path of the head. And sometimes I work with people one-to-one over a lengthy period of time if they want to work through several issues in their life, if they want to feel more self-confident, want to be more themselves. And I use different techniques of coaching and mindfulness and creativity and family constellation work.
That's absolutely brilliant. I've always found it quite scary to look inside. And I do find that a bit difficult. And when I have done it, it's been fabulous. What can you say to other people that might feel that might feel wary about really digging into these issues?
I love that question because I think this is exactly my strength. I have a way of helping people feel comfortable with doing that. I help people ease into that process. I let them know that you can go as far as you want to go at any point. I let them know that any talking or feeling into your issues is a start. It's like starting a way to the top of the hill and you can take it at your own pace. I'm trauma informed as well, which means I know I can hold you within that so-called window of tolerance where you will manage and where you will not be overwhelmed or collapse.
That's very reassuring. Thank you so much for explaining everything today, Sylvia. Sylvia is a Creator Scene member, so she has a page at creativityfound.co.uk with links to her own website, her booking site, her social media. But while we're here listening, Sylvia, how can people contact you?
Well, I'm on Facebook. I'm there under Sylvia Syrett, Systemic Change Consultant. I also have a website, sylviasyrett.com. That is Sylvia with I and I, Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A. You know, lots of people write my name with a Y. So if you try to find me, it's Sylvia.Siret. And that would be @gmail.com if you wanted to get in touch via email.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed our chat today.
Thank you, me too. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for listening to Creativity Found. If your podcast app has the facility, please leave a rating and review to help other people find us. On Instagram and Facebook, follow @CreativityFoundPodcast. And on Pinterest, look for @CreativityFound. And finally, don't forget to check out creativityfound.co.uk, the website connecting adults who want to find a creative outlet with the artists and crafters who can help them tap into their creativity.